Shepherding is a concept that is most probably lost on Singaporeans, as we are not an agricultural nation. We are not exposed to sheep or shepherds, and so have a very limited understanding of shepherding and sheep. I am not an expert on sheep or shepherding either, but will share with you what I've learned while preparing this sermon. Concerning the sheep, contrary to what I think is a popular belief, sheep are not stupid. According to a BBC article I read, sheep are intelligent. They have an impressive memory. They have recognition skills. They can recognize faces and voices. They build friendships. They stick up for one another in fights. They feel sad when their friends are brought to slaughter. They are trusting towards the ones they know. You know, sheep can recognize and remember at least 50 individual faces for more than 2 years. And I think that is amazing. They are intelligent and sociable. They are even complex. But at the same time, they can be naive or even innocent. But they are also stubborn at times. These are descriptions we can assign to human beings also. And how about the shepherds? And what are their responsibilities? Firstly, the shepherd provides for the sheep. In ancient times, he was usually the owner of the sheep. But sometimes he hires others to tend or even to help if he has too many sheep to handle. They ensure the sheep have enough food and water. He brings them to graze. So a shepherd is one who guides his sheep into the right pastures to feed upon and guides his sheep to water to drink to quench their thirst. And he also has to find and prepare a place for them to rest at night, as the grazing can take days away from their home. They build a temporary sheep pen. The shepherd also ensures they are safely resting in sheep pens at night. We heard last week that the shepherd lies across the entrance of the sheep pen to protect the sheep from their enemies. Secondly, the sheep also cares. The shepherd also cares for the sheep. He knows his sheep individually. He names each sheep and therefore knows them by their names. And he calls them by name. Shepherds tend to have a close relationship with the sheep. The sheep recognizes the shepherd's voice when he calls him. Because of that relationship, the sheep will not respond to another voice. And if any of the sheep is not well or injured, the shepherd will know. He heals the sick. He binds up the injured sheep. He strengthens the weak, brings back the sheep that have strayed, and he uses his staff, which has a crooked end like what we see with the bishop's staff, to pull back the straying sheep. And the shepherd also seeks the lost. He knows the number of sheep he has and will know when one has gone missing. He keeps the sheep intact, keeping them together, making sure that none is lost. And the sheep also protects, the shepherd also protects the sheep. He protects them from wild animals, thieves, and even bad weather. He fights to protect the sheep from wild animals and thieves because the sheep are vulnerable. The sheep cannot defend for themselves from predators. The shepherd is even ready to lay down his life for the sheep he is responsible for. He uses his shepherd staff to fight the enemies and to hook the strayed sheep if they get into trouble or fell into the water or river. But shepherds have a tough life, but they are also tough guys. They're not soft. Their work was dangerous, and they were often willing to lay down their lives protect the sheep. An example will be King David when he was a shepherd boy. When he approached King Saul to fight against Goliath, And when he was mocked because of his appearance and lack of experience, David told Saul that he killed a bear and a lion to protect his sheep. You see, David could have sacrificed one or more of the sheep to the bear or to the lion to save himself, but he did not. He fought the enemy, putting his own life on the line for the sake of the sheep. Now, here Jesus introduces himself as the good shepherd. Jesus uses this metaphor, I believe, because of another metaphor found in the Old Testament in Ezekiel chapter 34. In this chapter, Ezekiel chapter 34, God instructs Ezekiel to prophesy against the irresponsible shepherds of Israel and states that God himself will instead seek out God's sheep and become their true shepherd. From this text, we can understand God's expectations of shepherds. Let me read to you excerpts from Ezekiel chapter 34, verses 1 to 16. Shepherds of Israel, who have been feeding yourselves, should not shepherds feed the sheep? The weak you have not strengthened, the sick you have not healed, the injured you have not bound up, the strayed you have not brought back, the lost you have not sought, and with force and harshness you have ruled them. My sheep were scattered over all the face of the earth. I will rescue my sheep from their mouths. Behold, I myself will search for my sheep and will seek them out. I myself will be the shepherd of my sheep, and I myself will make them lie down, declares the Lord God. I will seek the lost, and I will bring back the strayed, and I will bind up the injured, and I will strengthen the weak. And my friends, I believe in Jesus, that prophecy is fulfilled. Jesus is not a shepherd. Jesus is not a good shepherd. But Jesus is the good shepherd. That means he is the only shepherd. So what does the good shepherd do? There are many things the good shepherd does. But in the interest of time, I will limit to just three quick pointers here. You see, the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus came that we may have life and have it in abundance. So firstly, the good shepherd provides for you and me. And the first thing he provided was a way for that abundance. You see, we needed a savior. Even though we didn't know we needed one, God provided us with a savior, Jesus. We heard last week that Jesus is the door to salvation. The good shepherd provides us with what we need. And we see that in Psalms 23. Because Jesus, he is our shepherd, we will lack nothing. We won't be found wanting or yearning for things. As we trust and follow him, he will meet our needs. He will know how to provide, when to provide, and what to provide. We have to trust him for our needs. He will not leave us as orphans to fend for ourselves. But will we trust him for our provisions? Most of the time we expect God to provide us as we expect him to. But you know what? God knows better. Trust me. When the disciples, after Jesus died on the cross and he rose again, they went back to fishing. Jesus saw them and he provided them with a big catch of fish. A catch the disciples never saw in their entire lives. The net was even breaking. You see, he provided for them even when they did not ask. He knew what to provide. He knew how to provide for them. And he knew how to meet their needs. And likewise, he knows what to provide for us. He knows how to provide for us. And he knows how to meet our needs. Sometimes, you know, we don't even know what we need, right? But he knows and provides accordingly. Secondly, the good shepherd cares for you. Jesus cares for us. He knows us intimately. He knows us by our names. He knows how we move, how we talk, how we think, how we behave. He knows our mannerisms. He knows everything about us, every intimate detail. He knows us when we are broken, when we are hurting even. He even knows when we are walking with a limp. He knows when we are in need of a healing. He knows when we are in need of a blessing. He will attend to us. He will meet our needs. But not only our physical need that He meets. Not only our physical healing. He knows when we are hurting inside, when we are carrying a burden. He knows when you are lonely. You know, because of what we are carrying heavily in our hearts, it doesn't feel like living. It only feels like you are just existing. The Good Shepherd wants to heal us from all that pain. We are all in a way carrying a burden, a pain, a struggle, a challenge in our lives. And only Jesus can heal. Will you trust the Good Shepherd for that healing? Jesus wants to restore us so that we may live in abundance. He doesn't want us to just exist, you know. He wants us to live, to really live for Him. But you must trust Him that He will heal and provide according to His plan and His timing. So I ask, how about your relationship with Jesus? Is your relationship with Him broken or in need of repair? Will you turn to Him for restoration? He will lead you in righteousness. He came to seek and save the lost. He restores us when we go astray. Remember, He left the 99 to go and look for the one that was lost, the one that strayed. You know, you are too precious for Jesus to ignore or cast away. Wherever you are today, however your relationship with Him is today, whatever your spiritual condition or status is today, you are still precious to Him. Will you turn to the Good Shepherd? And finally, the Good Shepherd protects you. He protects us from the deception of the enemy. He protects us from the clutches of the enemy. We know the enemy prowls around like a roaring lion to shock us, to distract us, to deceive us. But he cannot come near you or harm you. Has the enemy caught you or gripped you with fear? Has fear paralyzed you? You feel you cannot move forward or move on because of fear? Fearing what the enemy will do. You fear for your future, your job. You fear for the economy. You fear for your family. Fear for your spouse, your children. Even the pandemic, what's going to happen? Remember, the enemy cannot harm you because the Good Shepherd protects you. You need not live in fear. He will comfort you and give you a hope of a future. So do not fear. Jesus was willing to lay down His life to protect us. And we all know that is what He did. In conclusion, there will be many who will claim to be shepherds. They may seem to display the many characteristics of a caring shepherd. And there have been, there are, and there will be many false shepherds. These false shepherds will only care for themselves, keep the sheep in bondage, and even sacrifice the sheep for their own personal gains. But Jesus sets Himself apart by introducing Himself as the Good Shepherd. He is the only true shepherd who came to sacrifice Himself so that many will be saved. He came to seek us, though we strayed. He came to redeem us to Himself as only He can. He came to reconcile us back to God, the Father, as only He can. He came to protect us from the enemies and from the deceivers. He came to care for us. He came to provide for us. He came to comfort and heal us. He came as and is the Good Shepherd so that we may have an abundant life. Is Jesus your Good Shepherd? If no, now is a good time than any to trust and follow Him as your Good Shepherd. Will you? He is at the entrance of the sheep pen as the door, waiting to welcome you in. He wants to shepherd you. for those who have strayed away from the sheep pen, or you feel that you are far away from Jesus, or you are slowly drifting away from Him, will you return back to the fold? He will not refuse or reject you. He wants to care for you. He has not forgotten you. Whatever you may feel about yourself today, remember, you are still precious to Him. Again, He is at the entrance of the sheep pen as the door, waiting to welcome you back. For those of us who are in the sheepfold, continue to trust Him for your needs, whatever they may be. And let us not take this good shepherd for granted. Let us be faithful sheep who listens to His voice and obeys. There are many voices in this world today. In the midst of all these voices, can you recognize His voice? The only way is to have a deeper walk, a deeper relationship with the good shepherd in order for you to recognize His voice. The good shepherd came not so that we may just exist and just bear through our life here on earth. The good shepherd came that we may have life and have it in abundance. Amen.